Jimenez says the change is needed in part because the county is losing riders and revenue from its current transit system. That may be because of the increasing popularity of ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft, which the county legalized in May 2016. Whatever the reason, Jimenez says trains are more expensive than buses, they'd take longer to get up and running, and could soon be replaced by driverless cars or other technology.
I want to make sure that the investments we make are long-term investments that actually bring value. I'm about more looking into the future. I'm not so much about looking into 19th century technology.
Unlike traditional buses, the rapid transit buses would have advanced ticket purchases and limited stops. They'd travel in specially designated lanes outside of car traffic. Jimenez says the Miami-Dade Expressway Authority, where he's on the board, is looking at rapid transit buses along State Road 836. Miami-Dade Transportation Director Alice Bravo says the county could roll out rapid transit buses south to Florida City within 3 years, and north to Miami Gardens shortly after that. I'm Kate Stein, in Miami.